This week 1 year ago I was making my morning coffee when the news came that Russian President Vladimir Putin had ordered the invasion of Ukraine. I was in disbelief. The capital Kyiv may be 8,500 km away, but 12 months later our support and compassion for the Ukraine people continues. Take a walk around our neighborhoods and you'll see yellow and blue flags blowing in the wind. Many Ukrainian flags flap against car antennas, bumper stickers and graffiti express our solidarity with the Ukraine. On sunny days a well-dressed gentleman stands at the roundabout in Nielsen Grove in Ladner holding an anti-war sign. He doesn't want the eyes of the world to forget the daily atrocities perpetrated by the Russians. In the past year, Canada has granted 540,000 temporary work and study visas to Ukrainian refugees. 158,000 are here now. I've met some of them who live and work amongst us. Most refugees can't afford the plane fare, and if you don't have support in Canada, the uncertainty over immigrating is overwhelming and intimidating. We can help, and it starts with connecting to the online community. I recommend two Facebook pages. Canada Host Ukrainians is a national page with refugees looking for advice, host families and employment. Help for Ukrainians in Vancouver is a place to post your free household items, a skill you can share, post help wanted ads, or a room for rent. You'll read the heartbreaking stories of families who are trying to settle in every corner of our great country. They have skills, passion and so much to offer. It behoves us to help in whatever way we can. Adjusting to Canadian life has been especially hard on one group, Ukrainian teenagers. We can offer support by including teens in activities or giving them a job so they can build a sense of belonging. The rage is real for the evil that is Vladimir Putin. Despite sanctions, he remains in power and planning a spring offensive. I hope for a peaceful negotiated settlement to end this needless war between Russia and the Ukraine. Sadly, before that day comes, many more innocent people will die or lose their homes. Locally, we can help reduce the pain by welcoming those who are suffering. Ingrid Abbott is a freelance writer who hopes you'll give the gentleman at the roundabout a smile and a wave, because it's the small gestures that add up to big ones.